Welcome to your five for the day. In May 2011, Lord Sash, the chief rabbi of the United Hebrew Congregation of the Commonwealth, wrote a most interesting article in the Times newspaper. Lord Sash quoted a member of the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, who was part of a team tasked with the challenge of discovering why it was that Europe, having lagged behind China until the 17th century, overtook it, rising to prominence and dominance. "At first," he said, "we thought it was your guns. You had better weapons than we had. Then we delved deeper and thought it was your political system. Then we searched deeper still and concluded that it was your economic system. But for the past 20 years, we have realized that it was, in fact, your religion, Christianity. It was the Christian foundation of social and cultural life in Europe that made possible the emergence, first of capitalism, then of democratic politics." Lord Sash also referred to a book by two American journalists titled God is Back. In it, they said, "While Christianity is in decline in Britain and most of Europe, it is growing and thriving in China, where the number of people in church on Sunday is greater than the total membership of the Communist Party. And this in the land that in 1958 Chairman Mao had declared religion free. The churchgoers are not, as Karl Marx would have predicted, the poor and oppressed searching for the opium of the people. They are the young, hard-working, upwardly mobile entrepreneurs for whom Christianity offers an ethical framework, a structured view of life and its disciplines. All this in a society experiencing rapid transition." As a non-Christian, Lord Sash found that fascinating. Europe is losing the very thing that once made it great, while China, the world's fastest growing economy, is discovering it, and that is something no one could have foreseen. What has China realized that the West is rapidly forgetting? That a civilization is as strong as its faith. As a culture grows old and tired, as people borrow more and save less, as they value pleasures over future growth, so they begin to lose the beliefs and practices that made their society successful in the very first place. But there is an alternative. The West can rediscover what the Old Testament prophet Jeremiah called the devotion of your youth. In other words, getting back to basics. That is what is happening now to Christianity in many parts of the world, and it can happen here too. Remember that the Bible is the inspired word of God and is relevant today. God loves us and allowed Jesus Christ to die on the cross in our place for the wrong things we have done, and that by accepting God's forgiveness, we can have peace with God and an eternal future with Him. Never forget that to be a Christian requires a personal relationship with God. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Thank you for listening, and God bless.